This is primary day in Georgia. Lines in Atlanta stretching for blocks. Some standing in the rain, forced to wait hours to cast a ballot.
You've been here about 3 hours.
I'm not leaving.
You're not leaving?
So I'm done.
Why are you so intent upon staying here?
It's important. It's important for me. It's important for my son.
So we're going on that 4-hour mark.
Georgia unveiling new voting machines statewide right in the midst of a pandemic.
Several of the machines were broken. It seemed like maybe half of the machines were down.
It was a disappointment. This is something that should have been checked yesterday.
The biggest problems in metro Atlanta, specifically areas with higher black populations. The city's mayor asking, is this happening across the county or just on the south end, pointing to a predominantly black area. LeBron James tweeting, they say go out and vote. What about asking if how we vote is also structurally racist? Georgia's Secretary of State, who oversees the election, is blaming local officials, saying poll workers were not properly trained.
The employees didn't understand the system. So what were they doing for all these months? All of a sudden they wake up and they say, let's have an election on Tuesday.
One county official firing back at the Secretary of State, saying if there was a failure of leadership, it starts where the buck should stop, at the top.
Now Georgia's Secretary of State has launched an investigation ahead of November's election.